KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a sunny sky, 67 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Here's a reminder today from Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones. The citywide cleanup days runs tomorrow through Friday, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. You can pick up of your items placed by the curb. Will take place from 7:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. each day. Councilman Dana Halder mentioned during a meeting a couple of months ago that residents need to take pride in the town and pleaded with them to get rid of their junk on their properties. Mayor Jones says that was the impetus for the citywide cleanup days. And he says among the items you can place near the curb for pickup is four tires per household.
We will take refrigerators, washer dryers, stoves, heaters, furniture, mattresses. Things we will not take is microwaves, anything from a business address, electronics, household trash, paint, and chemicals. Electronics, you need to understand, we're not taking any TVs, no computers, no microwaves, no nothing. If you put it off to the curb, we're not going to pick it up. It's going to be your responsibility to get it back in the house.
Persons needing assistance in moving things to the curb can contact Ali at City Hall. Jones said city crews and volunteers will load the acceptable items into trucks if those items are acceptable and set by the curb.
We got somebody going to take all of our appliances and take them over to Omaha. We're going to stockpile them out to the street department's yard. So basically, it should be a fairly smooth thing. And there's going to be some things I'll do and don't do, but I just want people to remember that if it's not on the list, if we don't take it, we're not going to pick it up.
If you missed the opportunity to set your items by the curb Wednesday and Thursday, don't wait until late in the day on Friday to do so. You're out of luck if you don't act soon.
I know people are going to come in, well, I thought it was Saturday because I heard it on Facebook. Well, I'm sorry. You know, mm-hmm. Facebook is nice, but you got 18 million different people opinions on it. So either call City Hall if you got any questions.
Once the cleanup days are over, the city will begin to enforce the ordinance pertaining to junk and mowing. Certified postcards will be sent out informing property owners they're in violation of the ordinance and need to comply within 5 days of receipt of the postcard. That's especially true with the mowing.
If you don't do it in 5 days, the city will come back and they'll do the same thing, $100 on and $75 an hour to get it picked up, plus that will be plus a landfill fee.
The same rule applies to overgrown lawns. If they're not cut and the city sends you a certified postcard, you have 5 days to comply or it will be done for you at the same rates mentioned just a moment ago. Jones says a volunteer program is being established to help those who are elderly or disabled get the junk off their property. You simply need to call City Hall to make arrangements if you need that type of assistance. An investigation early Sunday morning in Pottawatomie County resulted in several individuals from Cass County and one from Montgomery County being arrested but then released at the scene on citations for possession or purchase of alcohol by a person under the legal age. They received their citations after a deputy came upon a car in the 22,500 block of 420th Street, occupied by multiple individuals who were all allegedly intoxicated and under the legal age. Citations were issued at around 2:20 a.m. Sunday to 18-year-olds Ethan Storrell, John King, Dominic Jean Gramkow, Spencer Dennison, and Austin Mawala, all of Atlantic, 19-year-old Jerry Carr of Anita, and 18-year-old Brandon Flathers of Red Oak. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday one person was arrested and two accidents were investigated over this past weekend. 18-year-old Dawson Walter of Atlantic was arrested Saturday for OWI first offense. Walter was taken to the Cass County Jail and cited for minor in possession first offense. No injuries were reported following an accident Sunday in the Burger King parking lot here in Atlantic. Officials say vehicles driven by Dustin Holtz of Atlantic and Sandra Van Arnhem of Wyota were in the drive-thru. When Van Arnhem looked down for just a second, her vehicle struck the rear of Holtz's vehicle, causing a total of $400 damage. No citations were issued. The second accident happened at around 10 p.m. Saturday at 8th and Lynn Streets when a semi driven by Sabha Hossman struck and snapped a power line pole. The incident caused a total of $4,000 damage. No one was hurt and no citations were issued. A traffic stop Sunday evening in Exira resulted in the driver of a vehicle being arrested for OWI. 56-year-old Joni Faye Bauer of Exira was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. and transported to the Audubon County Jail. Bauer was released after appearing before a magistrate. Her preliminary hearing was set for June 22nd. A high-speed pursuit that began with an attempted traffic stop Saturday afternoon in Audubon County ended the arrest of 37-year-old Ryan Franklin Holm of Holstein in Sac County. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says a 2003 Chevy Silverado pickup driven by Holm was being pulled over at around 3 p.m. in the 1600 block of Crane Avenue when Holm failed to stop and continued north at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. He was eventually apprehended in Sac County after stop sticks were successfully deployed. Holm was charged with child endangerment, eluding, reckless driving, speeding, failure to obey a stop sign, no insurance, and operating a non-registered vehicle. He was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held until released following an appearance before the magistrate. He was then turned over to Ida County authorities on an unrelated matter. Holm's preliminary hearing was set for June 22nd. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office was assisted during the chase by officers with the Audubon Police Department, the Iowa State Patrol, Carroll and Sac County Sheriff's deputies. Officials at the Audubon Chamber of Commerce have released the results of the flight breakfast that was held Sunday morning at the Audubon Airport. The chamber-sponsored event drew 673 people who enjoyed a meal of ham and cheese omelets, pancakes, coffee, milk, and juice from 6:30 until 10:30 a.m. 58 aircraft arrived at the airport for the event. The pilots and their guests, in some cases, flew in from 38 different communities in Nebraska, eastern and central Iowa, and many locations in western, northwest, north central, and southern Iowa. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Harlan Police Department reports 29-year-old Theodore James Behrens of Harlan was arrested on numerous charges Saturday following an investigation into an alleged domestic abuse incident. Behrens was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $100,000 bond on charges that include felony domestic abuse assault, sexual abuse in the third degree and first degree kidnapping, and a simple misdemeanor charge of violating a no-contact order. The victim in the incident was transported to the hospital for treatment. No other details were released. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Union County man was arrested June 1st on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. 28-year-old Tyler James Hicks of Creston was brought to the Adair County Jail and later released on a $2,000 cash-only bond. And 18-year-old Morgan Powell of Adair was arrested May 31st for driving under suspension. Powell was cited and released from the scene of a traffic stop. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports a man already in custody at his jail since May 19th faces additional charges that include two counts of violating a no-contact order. 25-year-old Marcus Anthony Terrell of Albia allegedly made numerous calls to a woman he was ordered to have no contact with. A review of recordings at the sheriff's office revealed Terrell allegedly used a third party to initiate the calls or place the calls himself. He also allegedly called a different phone number for his complainant that the sheriff's office was unaware of. A total of 72 calls were placed to the woman from his original incarceration on May the 19th through May 28th. In addition, Terrell allegedly sent the woman two text messages on May 31st while he was out of his cell on phone privileges. His bond for both counts amount to $600. Terrell remains in the Adair County Jail with his arraignment set for June the 9th. He was originally arrested May 16th after leading authorities in a high-speed chase through several counties following an incident in Casey whereby he allegedly violated a no-contact order with the same woman. And a warrant was issued Friday for a man from Pottawatomie County following the pursuit by sheriff's deputies of a subject on a dirt bike. Authorities say 19-year-old Austin Shelton Lee Denise of Neola is wanted for eluding. A deputy tried to stop the motorcycle he was riding at around 2:55 p.m. Friday, and Denise failed to yield and ended up crashing the bike into a field. He was transported to a hospital for evaluation. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.